Proclamation number 8632 of 1st of October, 1963. You must all be taught of God. You must all be taught by God. That is why I must be able to speak to you in order to then introduce you to areas which are foreign to you because you once left them voluntarily and had lost all knowledge. But this knowledge will never be withheld from you when you earnestly desire to possess it. Voluntarily you gave it away. Voluntarily you must want to receive it again, and truly, you can then receive extensive knowledge directly from me that all spiritual darkness disappears, that you recognize brightly and clearly what is the basis of your existence as man. To possess this knowledge is a precious gift of favor, which helps you to perfection, which is purpose and aim of your earth existence. It is certainly given to you as a proof of my exceedingly great love towards you. But you must accept it willingly and evaluate it, only then it will have a beneficial effect for you. But that it is a gift of your God and Creator from eternity, your Father, who wants to make his children happy with it, you can also believe convinced and represent as truth. Because only pure truth can go out from me, and as long as it remains unchanged, you men will walk in its light and therefore also go the right way, because truth must inevitably lead you towards me, while every error leads into the abyss, towards that, from which you are to free yourselves on earth. You must all be taught by God. I.e., that you must receive all truth and make yourselves receptive for it beforehand. For the readiness to stand in truth is part of it that you also recognize it as truth, and I myself can also only then work in you and address you myself when you prove this readiness by making yourselves worthy to hear my address, be it directly or also in a transferred way. But every supply of truth requires my direct work in you, because your spirit spark has to be illuminated. And through the conscious connection with me you now also have to attain the understanding for the spiritual material, which is supplied to you from outside, but which has always been radiated by me myself. But you humans no longer possess the pure truth because it has been permeated by error due to my adversary's influence, thus you are no longer taught by God, otherwise error would not be possible. You have no deeper knowledge or you are completely wrongly taught. Spiritual realms are closed to you because you don't want to penetrate them. And thus you move in spiritual darkness, and this to the detriment of your soul, which needs light in order to find the right path which leads upwards. Darkness always emanates from my adversary, whereas I always emanate light. And so you could also judge yourselves in whose power you stand. As long as you are completely unaware of your purpose and cause of existence, you are still spiritually darkened. But if light is given to you about it, then you will also possess all knowledge about the connections, about meaning and purpose of earth life and your task. As soon as you are therefore knowledgeable, you stand in light. And then you have become free from the fetters of the adversary. You belong to me, who alone radiates light, and you are then also taught by God, who alone can open spiritual areas to you. Light, however, will always make people happy, while darkness lays itself oppressively over the human being. And every man should seek to light a light in himself, what he will always do when he practices love. For love is the first prerequisite that the light from above can shine into a person. Love is the first prerequisite that I myself instruct a man because then eternal love itself addresses the love spark in man, his spirit, and can now also instruct him. And love will want to give itself away. It will constantly hand out gifts of favor, which are always only to be accepted willingly and thankfully to have an effect for the greatest blessing of men. Because what comes from me must always have a beneficial effect, and this gift is offered to every man. But no one is forced to accept it. The free will of man is always decisive, while also the light cannot shine where the will resists it. And whether also my love is exceedingly great towards you, my creatures, you who walk over earth as man, so I still leave you fullest freedom in your wanting, thinking and acting. And even if I want to give myself away again and again, you must willingly accept and evaluate my gift of grace. Only then will it be of value to you, but against, without, your will you cannot reach the light. Amen.